Tuesday, December 3rd. Today in social studies, we discussed career goals. But since I plan to attend a major university to become a professional illustrator, I decided to spend the hour writing in my diary instead. I felt it was the right thing to do, since teachers always nag us students to use our class time wisely. Most of the kids had not given much thought to their futures. But my friend, Theodore Swagmeyer III, was totally obsessing over it. And it didn't help that the class snickered when he shared his plans for the future. I felt a little sorry for him. He's one of the dorkiest guys in the school. So being the very kind and supportive friend that I am, I decided to encourage Theo to pursue his goals in life. When I told the class what school I wanted to attend, they just laughed. "Theo, you shouldn't let others discourage you. Never give up on your dreams. You're smart enough to get into any school you want, so go for it." "Thanks, Nikki. So, do you think Hogwarts will admit a muggle like me?" The good news is that our little chat made Theo feel a lot better. The bad news is that he decided to start saving his allowance to buy a magic wand. Anyway, after class was over, Theo asked me if I was planning to come to Brandon's party in January. I wanted to tell the truth and just say no. But instead, I made up an excuse. And not just a run-of-the-mill flimsy excuse. It was a totally unbelievable, embarrassingly stupid one. I was planning to come, but I found out I had, an appointment to take my sick, unicorn to the vet, actually. Theo looked super confused and scratched his head. "You have a unicorn?" I wanted to say, "Hey, wizard boy, I probably got my unicorn from the same place you're getting your magic wand." But I didn't. Then, in biology class, my very cruddy day turned into a complete disaster. Brandon and I said hi to each other, but that was about it. The entire hour, he just kind of stared at me with this perplexed look on his face. He was probably imagining me as some kind of crusty-eyed, hairy-legged beast. Mackenzie took full advantage of the situation and would not shut up. I almost puked on my lab report when I heard her ask Brandon if he thought her berry sweet and flirty lip gloss color matched her flawless complexion. I could not believe she actually had the nerve to ask him something so ridiculously vain. Especially when everyone knows Mackenzie's so-called flawless complexion is from You Pay, We Spray tanning salon at the mall. That pukey orange tan they sprayed on her is so tacky. Personally, I think she looks like a sunburned Malibu Barbie dipped in Cheetos dust. Then Mackenzie got all giggly and said, "Oh, by the way, Brandon, I heard you're having a party." I was like, "Yeah, Mackenzie, and you'll only be hearing about it because you're not invited." But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. I was shocked by what that girl did next. She tried to hypnotize Brandon into inviting her to his party by flirting with him and twirling her hair around and around and around her finger. Just watching her made me dizzy. Thank goodness our teacher interrupted her. "Mackenzie, if you have time to chit-chat in class, please go to the back of the room and clean out all of the rat cages. Otherwise, please sit down." Mackenzie practically ran back to her seat. OMG, it was so funny. She totally deserved it. But now, she's giving me the evil eye from across the room like it was my fault she almost got stuck doing rat poop duty. Ew. Anyway, I'm still convinced Brandon gave me a pity invitation. He probably didn't want to hurt my feelings. I plan to tell him tomorrow that I can't make it to his party because I have another activity planned for that exact same time. What will I be doing? Sitting on my bed in my pajamas, staring at the wall and sulking?